Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, my God, it's Friday. Come on, Adele. Hey, guys, right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to the Game of Thrones live experience September 8th at the SAP Center in San Jose. This is like a full symphony. We don't know exactly. You have to go and experience it. I'm sure dressing up is encouraged.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to be Khaleesi. So Game of Thrones live, if you want to go, 800-400-3697. Call right now. Longtime friend of the show is playing at Cobb's on Saturday and Sunday. For some reason, not doing a Friday night show. Please welcome Paul Mercurio. Woo-hoo!
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Hey, Paul, let me introduce you to the co-host sitting in for Vinny. Vinny just had a baby, little Edie Rose, so he's nice. On paternity leave. Paul, meet Johnny Mosley. Johnny Mosley, meet Paul Mercurio.
Hi, Paul.
Hello. How are you? Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you as well.
Not awkward at all.
No, it's not.
No.
Are you wearing your shawl, your knitted shawl, that nice shawl that you have that I always like when I see you?
Are you talking about me?
Yeah. I am. What else? What do you have on?
No, I miss Sarah.
I don't know what shawl you're talking about.
I don't know. Last summer was when you had a shawl on, and I just remember liking your shawl.
Oh, I think you're misremembering. I don't wear shawls.
Yes, you do.
Hey, are your balls all nice and powdery?
That's a good question.
You know what? I have a new technique. I powder one in the morning and then the other one in the afternoon just to mix it up a little bit.
On the East Coast, Johnny, it's very humid. And so we found out that Paul has like a baby powder thing.
I try Gold
Bond.
It gets in the wrong place. It's like fire in the hole.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
That's medicated powder.
You got to go straight up baby powder and smells nice. And it's like it's always there for you all day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so enough about
always
that.
There for you.
It's there for you all day when you need your balls to be dry and stuff. Hey, so I saw you on Colbert talking about this one-man show you're doing.
Yeah.
It sounds like it was a disaster to start with because of a fire, and now you've got it up and running.
Yeah. Well, we had a week of previews, and then that's we tweaked the show, and press comes out to see it, and then you have opening night. So it's opening night. It's Monday afternoon. I'm in the theater, and we're doing it three blocks from the Late Show Theater, so I can still do that show and make it to my show in time. And so it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm on a conference call, and one of my crew guys comes in, and he goes, they kind of whisper, and he goes, "Hey, do you smell smoke?" And I'm like, I'm on the phone. And then like 2 minutes later, he comes back. He goes, "Dude, there's a lot of smoke. I'm getting the hell out of here," and he just books to the door, and I turn, and the entire theater is filled with smoke.
Oh!
Yeah, and now I'm on a conference call with the publicist and marketing people for the show, and I'm like, "Hey, guys, you know the show we're talking about? It's on fire right now." So I'm going to go. So I go outside. We grab everything. My wife was there, but I left her behind.
Okay.
And
that makes sense.
She's just a lot of baggage. And now I'm standing on the street corner of 50th and Broadway, and there's four fire engines out there. And then they set up a tent with like a thing of water for the firemen, and I'm like, "What is this big a fire that they're going to be here this long? Like, what is this?" Like,
there's
right?
a refreshment tent.
Yeah, there were Danishes. There's some granola bars. It was very lovely. It was like a Boy Scout jamboree. I don't know. It was like, and then I go back in 2 hours later, and there's a 3-inch puddle of water in the lobby of my show, and everything's soaked. The sprinklers went off, and it was a homeless guy lit a fire in the stairwell of the theater, and it set off the sprinklers.
Oh,
and,
damn it. Yeah, so how long was it? Just that week of shows was a loss, and then you started it up the next week, or?
Yeah, yeah, basically. But it kind of really set us back. We had to refund tickets. A lot of the press was geared to that. But the show's been really fun, and, like, people have been... It's basically involves the audience and them telling stories and talking.
I was
going to
say, so you're calling it a one-man show, but it's really sort of like you and doing a sort of an audience interaction. It's different every night. You never know what somebody's story is going to be.
Yeah, it's been really cool.
Do people love it? Is it selling well? And how are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's doing well. I mean, it's got to build. These things have to build. It's definitely doing well now. We've been back up a couple weeks since the fire. But, like, the stories are really great, and people are really into it. And people are saying they haven't seen a show like it. It's not stand up. It's not like crowd work where I'm just like making something in front of somebody's hat or something. It's like they literally come up and they talk about their lives. Like, I had this woman, I said, what's your name? She goes, Nydia. I go, Lydia? She goes, no, Nydia with an N. And you could tell she was, like, annoyed that people would get that. Right. I go, well, how did you get that name? That's unusual. She goes, my father named me after his lover. I go, you were born out of wedlock. No big deal. That happened. She goes, no. My father was married to my mother, got her pregnant with me, and at the same time was having an affair with a woman and named me after the woman that he was having an affair with.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it's just, and then we had this lesbian couple, and I'm like, how did you meet? And they start laughing, and they said, well, one of them says, I was married, I had three kids, we met at a softball game, one thing led to another, we, you know, ended up having an affair, I divorced my husband, we got married, and we all live in the same house together, the two of us, my three kids, and my ex-husband.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Some people can really make that stuff work.
I'm telling you, and then she goes, and we sleep in the bed that my husband and I used to sleep in, and he sleeps in the spare room down the hall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but now here's the cool thing that happens.
Okay.
Right? Because the show's really about everybody has a story, and, you know, people, if they talk and talk to each other, maybe connect more. It's not a super heavy theme. It's not Kumbaya. But after she came back the next night, they came back, and they brought their three daughters. And I see a second show, and I said, well, why'd you do that? She goes, well, because, you know, you were inclusive with the comedy. You didn't make fun of us, and you made us feel just like regular people instead of treating us like we were different.
You're so amazing, Paul, how you do that.
What's that?
I said, you're so amazing. It's just so great that you can do that.
Yeah.
You made them feel so special and amazing.
Oh, my God. I wish I were there so I could rub my balls.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you're not here. Hey, just really quickly, because we don't have all day to talk to you. Tomorrow, you're actually going to go to... These guys are taking you out.
I know.
He doesn't know
great.
What we're taking him
oh,
to
I
yet.
Oh, I won't say that.
I got a nice text from Bryn and from this other guy.
Hooman.
And they're like, hey, what do you? This is what we're going to do. This is what you're going to do. We're going to pick you up. We're going to take you out. It's like that never happens anywhere I go. So it's really cool.
You know where your real friends are. I blew you off, but these guys are like, we'll take them out.
No, Paul's like,
yeah,
family. I think so.
Every
Paul
time it's like, yo, yeah, I'm putting new sod in my backyard. I can't see you.
Hey,
so fine.
It's true. All right.
Oh, hold on. Hey, Paul. Come hungry. Don't eat anything.
Don't eat.
Like,
all right,
be starving.
Okay. I don't know what it is. I don't want to know. I want to be surprised. I was told that just to put a blindfold on. That was all I
perfect.
Told.
Yes.
Perfect.
No pants.
Yeah, no pants and a blindfold.
Don't forget the balls for your pouch.
Hey, wait. Who's that? I want to see who's that. Is she going to hang out
no,
with me
No, she doesn't
weekend?
Like you either. Okay. Paul Mercurio, everybody.
She yelled at me in a text, by the way. It made me feel bad for like 20 minutes.
Don't feel bad. You weren't singled out. Everybody gets yelled at.
We all get yelled at.
All right, okay.
Paul is at...
Love you, Paul.
Cause
I love
Comedy
you. I'm not
Club.
Screwing with a Mexican, I'll tell
yeah,
you that.
She's the wrong one. You're at Cobb's on Saturday and Sunday. One show on Sunday, two shows?
One show Saturday, 9:45, and one Sunday at 7:30.
Oh, just two shows? All right, everybody go check out Paul. It's always great to talk to you. I mean, all kidding aside, you are one of our very favorites. I'm sorry we're not going to see you this time.
Yeah. No, I miss you guys, and you're always great.
Yeah, okay,
you.
See you later. Bye.
Get out of here.
Bye, Paul. All right, that was Paul Mercurio, everybody.
He's so sweet.
He is sweet. I know, I love him. All right, so before we run out of time, because that's the theme on the show this week, Johnny, on Fridays, all the new music comes out.
Okay.
So if you were to go to your iTunes, you'd see like the whole list of all the new albums that are coming out. We are going to start today with Rainier Fog. This is the sixth album from Alice in Chains and the third with their new singer, William Duvall. It's obviously inspired by Mount Rainier. And so this is what it sounds like, new Alice in Chains.
Here's the one you know.
Okay. All right. I mean, that sounds like Alice in Chains. Ooh, that's a nice change right there.
Mm.
What do you think, Johnny?
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. That signature harmony is there.
It is.
Okay, give
me another
next
single you may have heard already. It's called Never Fade.
Okay. And what's this one, next one called?
The next one.
I keep talking right when they make the big change. I'm so stupid.
So Far Under.
Cool. I'm going to be asking Alexa to...
It's got like a...
I almost thought I was going to step on the change
Never
again.
Mind.
Temple of the Dog, Soundgarden.
Totally.
Would they think that was heresy? Would you have to say Temple of the Dog has Alice in Chains, you know?
Right, an Alice in Chains sound.
Exactly.
Right.
But it's that I like that. Whatever it is, I like
that,
it.
Yeah,
can you go wrong with that guy's voice? Can we isolate his voice? I want to just hear it without anything
underneath it. Is William Duvall. You know, Layne Staley died of a heroin overdose, whenever that was, 15 years. I don't even know how long ago that was. And it's funny because Vinny and I had this conversation. Like, this dude is stepping right in.
Yeah.
Like, for some people, they're purists. Like, oh, there is no more Alice in Chains because Layne Staley's dead.
Sure.
But this guy's pulling it. And Jerry Cantrell is actually the guy. He's the guitar player. And he's that harmony guy. Like, he was the one who really found that.
Oh,
they have that really sort of signature sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it has that Seattle sound, you know? So were you going to try and isolate that, or do you think that that's not going to happen? Because you know about the
isolated
vocals.
I do have some
vocals.
Isolated vocals from William Duvall, but I haven't really pre-listened to it. But let's just go for it.
Yeah, let's just do it. No, we're doing it.
Yeah.
That's a crazy, like, weird little devil voice in there, too. Who would probably hate that? Uh-huh. All right, let's move on. Did you grab the Plain White Tees?
I did,
yes. They're a sweet little band.
They are a sweet little band. They have some interesting lyrics in this one here.
There is actually, before you start it up, you know their song, Hey Delilah, Hey There Delilah. They're going to make a TV show based on that song. She's supposed to be like a college girl and he's a musician off on the road, and they're apparently, I mean, I don't know if they're just shooting a pilot and shopping it to networks, but I've seen a lot of talk about this. So this was their big hit from the past. So their new record is called Parallel Universe, and here's what it sounds like.
Here's Bonnie, I Want You.
Oh. I'm thinking this is a new theme song for Vinny. He auto-corrects to Bonnie.
Oh.
This is good.
Yeah.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do when they come for you? All right, give me another one.
All right. Oh, listen to this real quick.
Okay. You like that?
I do. I always like when a song mentions the radio for some reason.
Me too.
It's like I'm biased or something like that.
Wonder why.
This next song is called Light Up the Room.
What a pretty voice. You walk in, you light up. That's pretty. All right, so that's Plain White Tees, Parallel Universe.
We're getting... That's really good.
I know. I really like that. Yeah. It's not at all what I expected. Uh-huh. I guess it sounds a little more produced than the last stuff. Let's skip down to the Korean boy band BTS.
Okay.
Let me just hear it. At least I know.
This is all the rage.
Yeah.
I was supposed to take a bunch of kids to see them in Oracle in a few weeks.
Oh, lucky you. Sounds great.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Are you familiar with the Korean boy band thing? It's a thing.
No.
You know, luckily your kids clearly aren't on it because you don't know.
Well,
about
them, yeah, K-pop?
Yeah.
Yeah, K-pop.
Oh, they love the K-pop. Yeah.
Well, that's what you're talking about.
Yes. They're a K-pop Korean boy band.
I got a lot of K-pop when I was out there.
What's interesting is 1 week they beat out Drake.
Yeah. BTS is huge.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In America is
specifically
trippy.
This band.
This one's called Trivia.
This beat Drake? Ugh. God's plan.
God's plan.
Stop it.
Do you love me?
Oh, are we about to drop now? It's going to happen.
It's building.
Yeah, I feel it. Everybody get ready.
I got one shoulder involved right now.
What?
I'm like...
Oh, I was waiting for it to jump in.
What's it called when they do that? When they build it up and then they don't send it home?
It's called a tease.
False alarm. False alarm. Here's DOL. I'm not sure what that stands for, but...
Down on Love.
All right, let me just jump ahead a little bit.
This is a hit.
I've heard enough.
No more.
No.
I really have had enough.
No, me too.
Yeah.
What happens at this concert? Because it's like, I can't dance to that.
Yeah, you can.
Well, we're all dancing to it. You can watch us at RadioAlice.com.
It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right.
Yeah, this sucks.
Oh, what? Come on.
You heard me.
You don't know.
Braxton is Toni Braxton's little sister. Huh. I just want to hear a taste. Does she sound just like Toni Braxton?
She does. Well, right. You know, this song actually features Toni in it, so maybe you'll get, you know, the best of both worlds here.
Okay.
Don't do that, Sarah. Give it a chance.
Yes, Sarah.
I kind of want to hear some Toni.
Yeah, where's the Toni part?
Honestly, I can't tell who's who.
Well, they're sisters, so. Okay.
Trying to clear the palette? Clear the palette? Here you go.
All right. Oh, this is straight Toni.
Say you love me again.
So that's not what we're. That's Toni Braxton.
That's not what we're. Yeah.
No, yeah. We're. Tracy Braxton's on Earth. Let's hop over to is this the first stuff we're hearing from Liam Payne? I feel like all the guys in One Direction have put out records except this dude.
I thought he did something else.
There was Niall. Remember, you know, he's the slow hand guy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Then there was Zayn, who broke away from the band. And then wasn't there a Lewis Tomlinson record,
yes,
too?
Yes, there was.
But I didn't hear
anything.
Maybe
an EP. I haven't pulled anything from him as far as an album, but I do have a single that was featuring Quavo.
This was the Lewis Tomlinson?
No, one? Liam Payne.
Oh, Liam Payne has put some out. So
I
this
think
is
he
another
did a single out, but Strip not, That Down.
Yeah, Strip That Down. That's
Strip
featuring
that
Quavo.
Down for me.
Okay, let's hear that.
Oh, that was Liam Payne. Yeah.
You know this song.
Baby.
I like this one. Put your hand on my body. Strip that down for me.
You like that one, Hooman?
Well, this
hand on my body.
By the way, this is not on that album. Just wanted to let you know. That's just Liam
so
Payne,
he's got a 4-song EP out today.
Yeah.
So it's not a full album, but let's hear what it sounds
this
like.
This one's called Slow.
Well, there's something I never need to hear again.
Yeah.
And there you go. For all you One Direction guys, Liam Payne's first time a 4-track EP. And then really quickly, let's just do this. This is a hometown guy, E-40. I know you're a big fan.
I am, yes.
He's got a record out called The Gift of Gab. We were trying to figure out if this was a compilation or these are remixes or if this is just a brand new record. But here we go. This is some E-40.
This one features Ty Dolla $ign.
All right.
Here it is.
Oh, thick ass hips. Thunder thighs. Clip.
Yes, extended
clip.
You know,
okay.
It's part of a gun.
Whew. Thought that was something I figured after I thought about it for a minute.
Yes, clip.
Yep.
Part of your gun. All right, I know this isn't our demo, so I'll just
but
go
people,
ahead.
You
but
know,
yeah, I do love this guy, and he's local, right. So you got to show
gift
him some
of
love.
Gab.
Play more BTS.
No, we're out of time. Surprise, everyone. Oh, my God. Do you have a tease ready?
I do. Sex at the Customs Department at SFO.
Oh, my God.
And the 10 worst paying jobs for women.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Johnny Mosley sitting in with us all week. Just a hero. I don't know. Poor Marcus Osborne's going to have to follow Johnny next week.
Oh.
Why'd we drop Johnny? I don't know what we did that for. Oh, man. Yeah, it's been such a fun week. It's absolutely been great. And Vinny, it's nice to know that he left the show in good hands.
Right.
He can relax with Edie Rose, his new little baby. And we're going to do the news right now.
The Radio Alice Report.
All right. Stressful news. All right. Now this is at San Francisco International, Sarah.
Okay.
So you know you're going through customs, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
You got an agent and all that stuff. Apparently, there's some extracurricular activity that's happening there, And guess
in customs.
Yes, yes. And because there's obviously this isn't just an isolated case, but this is the beginning of it. And
with passengers?
Customs agents and passenger is the way I'm reading this article that's in SF Gate. Apparently, the suspect, Scott Michael Inouye, how do you pronounce that?
It's like the mayor.
Sounds perfect.
Inouye sounds perfect.
Yeah, thank you.
We take our best guess on these things.
Oh, Inouye, totally.
Inouye. And anyway, he had consensual sex with a woman.
A passenger.
I believe it was a passenger.
So she's coming through customs. They hit it off as he's doing her passport, and he's all, hey, got a little lounge over here. You want to?
Exactly.
All right.
Now, guess what's in everything in that area?
Oh, cameras.
Cameras everywhere. So
even in like the private worker areas?
So it doesn't say, you know, this is obviously breaking news. I don't think this is a very brief report.
We don't know where exactly they were.
But somewhere on premise.
But they did it in customs and filmed it.
They met while he was conducting screening activities at San Francisco International Airport. So obviously was taking a look at the merchandise, was like, liked what he saw.
Yeah.
And was somehow made a connection. That's how do you that,
the last
me,
thing I want to do when I get off an overseas flight is bang the TSA guy.
Right.
Not on my list.
Unless
I'm hiding something.
Exactly.
Sure. Hey, let's overlook that with a little of this.
Right, exactly.
All right. That's one way to skin a cat.
That's the way to do it.
So the act was caught on tape.
It was caught on tape, and so the problem here is it's taped without her consent. She's obviously saying it was consensual sex, but
and was he sharing it or something? Is that what is she just mad because afterwards she realized there were cameras everywhere?
Yeah, did someone review those?
Well, it says police believe additional victims may be connected to the case. So anyone who might have been victimized,
so someone
by the suspect
is showing these around, even if it's just in the other customs agents or
So,
be careful when you bang a stranger at customs. I mean,
exactly.
I'm an a-hole. That's established, long established fact.
True.
Of the show. But I think bang a customs agent that you just met, you're clearly not making great choices. Do whatever you want, but sometimes there's consequences.
Absolutely.
That's right at SFO, huh?
Yep, right.
Boy,
at
this guy must be hot.
He must.
Can we get a picture of him, this Inouye guy?
Yeah, we should get one.
What's his first name?
Scott, I believe. Scott Michael Inouye.
Yeah, I want to take a look at this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got some game.
He's an Asian dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's the quickest you've ever spit game? You know, like they had the quickest turnaround.
He's cute.
I've had some pretty fast turnaround.
He actually reminds me of your son, Bryn.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, he's not like fabulous looking. He's a normal looking dude.
He's not ugly.
No, no, not at all. But
look at this, probably what he saw. He's like, hey, you can see. Was in people's clothes.
Sure.
Oh, you can see. Are those real scans?
Is that her scan?
These are just scans of.
You're telling me
that looks like
Shauna
Sexton scan right there.
You know when you go through
those
X-ray machines?
Yeah, that woman looked very fit. Yeah, when you stand in that thing and it sweeps the thing around, I hate going in there. I'm always like, oh man, it's going to give me cancer. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Your hands are up.
Put your hands up.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Put your feet on the pad.
So that's they can see Dong.
Yes, they can see my brother.
Yes, they can. Wow, I didn't realize it was so invasive.
They can see everything. They can see your stuff, all your stuff.
Like if I had some piercings going on?
Probably, yeah. They saw a napkin in my pocket.
For
they're like,
sure,
what's in your pocket last time I went?
Oh, and you're like, it's a napkin?
It was a used napkin, you know.
Oh, it's my snot?
Right.
Is this contraband?
So they can see
that's, that's way more revealing than I thought. I thought it was just, you know. I guess I just didn't think it showed Dong, your brother. Like that one dude, that was impressive, actually. That wasn't show Johnny that. I mean, I think that's I mean, for a dude who's just standing there?
Like full on butt crack, too. You see the butt crack?
Oh, let me see the butt crack.
Oh, I mean, that guy's full on butt crack. Like hung. That thing's
look doctored.
Way down
look
there.
Look at the lady's boobs. You can see her belly button and everything. It's like she didn't even have clothes. You can't even see a hint of clothes. That's ridiculous.
But wait,
those are
yeah,
doctored.
There's a belt or something on.
There is a belt there. She can see her jeans.
Let me
you know,
see that.
See
well, what is this? Oh, that's his underwear. That's in his banana hammock.
Yeah, they might be showing that he's probably trying to transfer some or bring something in.
Right.
Oh, you're
that's
saying
what
that's
showing.
What they're seeing. I
that's
see.
That's what they're trained to look for. Oh. An extra long dong.
Right. That could be indicative of a...
indicative.
Thank you. I didn't actually mean it like
some
that.
Contraband. Some...
Right.
All right. That'd be a loggly place to put it.
Sure.
All
you
right.
just hope you go through the regular scanner, not the swirly one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Have you ever been, patted down in a way that wasn't comfortable at the
no,
at the
I've been patted down, but it was, yeah. yeah Huma
I was on the terror watch list.
Right.
He flew to Turkey. And he was born in Iran, so he was flagged, and he had to go through like the embassies and stuff to get off of this terror watch list.
I had to have a special meeting with
and
Homeland
you got,
Security. Well,
right?
they were all up in my balls and taint. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Turkey.
You could lie about it if you wanted.
It's the truth. But I'm off, everyone. Thank you.
But they
you.
Got you naked.
No, they didn't get me naked.
What?
They always did it over
how
the pants.
Did they? Oh, they balls and taint. With
yeah, so they the, used the side of the... You know how they jerk
yeah,
it up like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Boy, that's invasive.
Yeah. It's, you know, Johnny, I know you fly a lot. I too fly a lot.
Do you
lot,
ever get groped?
No, I mean, I've never had an uncomfortable situation. I mean, you know, anyone, whenever they stick it on the inside of your thigh up there, it gets a little bit weird, you know,
ooh.
When they go up
so you get
there,
the pat down every, you've never got a pat down. You're all American. Come on.
It's been a while. It's been a while. But
they
I mean,
they don't
you know,
profile
you go
you?
Through the scanner.
Yeah, you don't get profiled like me.
Yeah. Actually, it has, yeah, exactly.
Don't they know you're a Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's true. People look at his Wikipedia.
Exactly. All right. Okay. So, in case you guys missed this, you know, the National Enquirer boss, the guy who owns it or whatever, has flipped on
isn't
Trump.
His name like David Pecker?
Pecker, that's it.
Is
speaking
that,
of Peckers, that would have been a good transition.
That, see?
Right?
There you go. Speaking of Peckers, David Pecker.
Yeah. But
that's the greatest name ever, by the way.
Apparently has a full safe containing all the documents on the hush money that was paid through these catch and kill.
So, back it up here for a
scenarios.
Second.
Yeah.
This guy is on the radar because he was paid to not run a bad story about Trump. So this woman, she's the Playboy Playmate. I don't know her name. It's
McDougal,
the one.
Karen
thank you.
McDougal.
Right, the one that isn't
it.
Stormy Daniels.
That's right.
Right.
She gave them her story. She went and told her story about her affair with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's people pay this David Pecker to not run the story,
right.
to bury it. So it doesn't. It works. Which is sort of a weird way for it to work. I guess the guy was like, fine, I'll be happy to put that in the safe. But the speculation is that that's not the only time they paid him for anything and that there might be more things in this safe that would be, that you know, making it sort of feel like a larger cover-up.
Yeah, no, I think it was multiple times.
Yeah, I don't know how many.
Any time they had, you know, that's how they would operate. Like,
right.
anytime they knew there was a story out there, they'd go to Pecker and then Pecker would send his crew out to these people and say, hey, we've heard about your story, we want to run it, like, but it's got to be exclusive and we'll pay you X amount of
and
dollars.
And you have to sign
and you
a
sign.
Thing.
And if you've ever signed any contract with media or TV, it's always a clause in there that says they don't actually have to air anything you
right.
produce because they don't need to be hamstrung into putting something on that
we'll pay
good.
You for your work or
that's
for
it.
Your story,
it's
but and then
call.
They own it.
Then they own it.
You can't go tell your story anywhere else because you signed over exclusive rights to your story to them. So basically, this woman is like trying to make it public that she banged Trump, and now is hamstrung. She can't
exactly
because they bought the story from her and then were paid to not run it. It's so crazy. It's crazy.
And I think it's even more. It was even more. I think it wasn't even like they got the story and then went to, you know, Trump's people and said, hey, we got this story. What do you want to do with it? I mean, I think it was more like active than that. I think it was literally like, you know, we've got, we know what's out here. Go, can you go handle it for us? Like they, because, you know, they needed a team to approach
the woman,
the person,
right.
to deal with it. So it's
gross.
Of course, they kept everything. So anyway, there's, all this stuff is starting to get more exciting. I took the summer off of CNN. It was like, there's not a lot happening.
I wish I could. Starting
to get cooked up right now.
I know.
Yes.
Well, with the arrests and the flipping and the sentences being handed down.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think that there's one indisputable fact, and that's our president's a liar. He lies. And I think for me, that's enough right there. I don't want a liar for president. Sorry, Mom. But, you know, whatever.
What about Clinton? He's a big liar.
Yeah, he's also a big liar. He's not the president anymore.
Yeah, but
I don't like the whatabouts. What we're talking about right now is our current president. Dude's a horrible, horrible person. Yes, I'm saying this out loud, Mom.
God.
I get that you're going to text me later, Mom.
Well,
I don't even
want to
hear
us.
It. I don't care. The guy's, he's awful.
Damn it, Sam.
It's an international embarrassment.
Relations
with that woman.
Isn't that a national embarrassment, too?
It is. It was an absolute national embarrassment. There's no question about it.
Were you this outraged over him?
I was very upset. Damn it.
Damn it,
I was very upset about that. But my feeling is that, if nothing else, we have learned without dispute, Mom, that guy's a liar. And his seedy, gross family is just sullying the White House.
Oh.
Ugh. Heartbreaking.
All right,
that's why we need a woman in the White House.
Yeah!
Yes. No one text in, everyone.
No, don't text him. Please don't text him. I'm sorry. It has to come out of me. Hey, we never talk about this stuff.
We went all week without talking about it, and you know, really, and so it has. You know, this is legit. This is everyone at home needs to know that this is happening, and turn on the TV.
Right.
And,
maybe they're taking a break from CNN as well, and just spending their summer with us, where we only talk about what Kirstie Alley's doing on Celebrity Big Brother or who's banging who at Customs at SFO.
That's right. And I'm telling you. This could be good TV happening over on the news channels right now. I'm saying it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's getting heated up. This is good TV.
Boy,
and that's what it's amounted to. It's entertainment.
Isn't it awful? It's like a reality show that we're all watching.
It is the ultimate reality show called
The Celebrity of President.
The Celebrity Presidency.
Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel.
This is his best song. I love that song.
What?
Glenn Frey?
Glenn Frey.
This is Glenn Frey's best song?
No.
Why did this even come up?
The heat is on.
Got it.
The news station is starting to heat up.
All right. So speaking of that, it is time for I think it's the woman's going to be in the presence.
Well, I mean, at some point. How about Michelle Obama?
Don't have anybody.
How about Michelle?
Kamala.
Kamala Harris would be great.
Yeah, but it's gonna be tough right now. Check out the 10 worst paying jobs for women.
For women, okay. Mm.
So that was my segue.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Dude, you're really rolling, it's over, you know?
So this website 24/7 Wall Street analyzed the data and found the 10 worst paying jobs for women, and this is the wage gap, okay?
Oh, as in... These might not be low-paying jobs,
right.
But women fare worse in these. There's a wider gap. Okay.
That's correct.
CEOs.
That's correct. Okay. Do you want to go
I want to guess a few.
You want to guess a few? Okay. So what do you got? CEOs?
I'm saying CEOs.
So
I was reading something like the average pay for...
Nope, it's not on there.
Average pay for CEO is something like $17 million.
Whoa. Really?
I don't know. I'm reading some Forbes thing.
There's a couple in here. Can you take a guess at some others?
Anybody? All right. Let's say, how about medical stuff? Doctors. Is it harder to be a...
EMTs and paramedics are number four.
Women are paid less than men EMTs?
So 65 cents per every dollar that men make.
Wow.
How about like tech? Any kind of tech? Or engineering or something like that.
You would think. It's
not in there.
It's not in there.
How about cops? Yeah. Police women.
Nope.
Pilots?
Nope.
Oh. News reporters?
Nope.
Oh. Radio people.
Yeah.
Nope. Believe it or not, most of these on the list are in the financial services industry.
Well, walk us up it.
So number 10 is retail sales worker supervisors, 71 cents on the dollar. Number 9, production and operating worker supervisors, 71.
Is that like a factory?
Yeah, like someone, yeah. Financial managers are number 8, so 71 cents on the dollar. Real estate brokers and sales agents, which is surprising.
That is, I thought they just worked on a straight commission.
Because women seem to dominate that arena.
Right. I'd much rather buy from a woman. Sorry, Mike J. I want to buy for your mom.
70 cents on the dollar. Housekeepers and janitorial supervisors, 68%. Number five, miscellaneous sales representatives, including reps in energy, telecom, and scientific research.
Oh.
That's odd, too, right? Because, you know, they, I mean,
these all seem
sales
like-
reps in, it seems to be a women's dominated field, at least in like medical.
And
stuff,
it does
right?
seem like you would be paid based on what you sold. So right. if you were selling, then you'd
yeah,
get it.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. All right. And we're moving on here. So number one. On well, number two, administrative services. Number three, securities, commodities, and financial service sales agents. Okay. Number one.
Okay, so this is the biggest pay gap for women.
The biggest pay gap. Personal financial advisors.
Oh.
Women make 58.9 cents for every buck that men make.
You men.
Oh.
Men.
Men.
All right. And on the flip side, you got Serena Williams making $18.1 million, highest paid
yeah!
athlete. Yes. There you go. All right.
Right.
Highest paid women athlete. All right. It's that time, and I'll get to your text after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.